Pitter-patter sound like little children. The children walking around. Yeah. Life can be I'm gonna turn this into a blues song. It's a happy song. I'm gonna make it a blues song. I'm gonna write a song called On the Dark, Cloudy Side of the Street.
With those blues.
Well, everything is sad. All bad news.
I'm not afraid. This rover.
Like the doctor said the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
I like that. Yeah, that's what my doctor said, yeah.
This is Willie.
Yeah, Willie the Blues Man. How you doing, Dan?
Great, Willie. How are you?
Good to talk to you, man. You're my favorite. Don't tell Peon I said that.
All right, I won't. You didn't hear that, did you, Peon?
Excuse me. I'm going to get on that Frank in here. Yo there, Frank. Your show, not mine. Come on. Come on in here, my man.
Thanks, Willie.
Willie the Blues Man. Well, I just hope he doesn't go the way of Funny Talking Man and Hal Jolson. I'd hate to lose Willie, too.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about Hal.
Yeah, Hal, the late Hal Jolson. Good afternoon and welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Not a sports talking show, but I was on the phone with Dan yesterday, and he said, turn on Fox. And I did, and I got to tell you something. I don't think I've ever enjoyed watching a football game as much as that Eagles-Lions game. There had to be 8 inches of snow on that field, and it looked like a bunch of kids playing in the snow. It was fantastic. In fact, my suggestion: you want to draw an audience? I called my dad. I said, Daddy, turn on, because he watches every football game he can, and baseball. And I don't know which one he was watching, but it turns out he wasn't watching that one. I said, I don't care what you're watching. Turn on this game. And my suggestion is get a snow machine and put it down for every football game. It'd be a hoot.
Yes.
It's so much more fun. And I'm not kidding. That Hidden Valley, you know, they have those snowmakers. Blow the field, put about 6 inches of snow on it. And just turn them loose and watch the fun. Wow. It was great. And then we were trying to figure out, Peon told me before the show, and I didn't know this, that they electronically superimposed the yardage numbers.
Oh, yeah, they did that.
Dad told me that.
They showed how they did that, because they said, here's how you see the field if you were sitting in the stands
with
no
lines,
numbers,
right?
He goes, but here's how we can do it and put the numbers over. Because I saw that and I thought, wow, somebody's really good
at
clearing those numbers off.
Yeah.
But then it's like, no.
I mean, think about it, though. Yeah, there was 8 inches of snow. How are you going to be able to see the numbers on the grass?
I got a when they got a shot of the crowd, some of the people at the game had, honest to goodness, had ice on their hats, like standing 4 inches stacked on top of their caps and stuff.
Oh, I know.
No thanks. I mean, watching it on TV was great, but I don't know how those people could actually have even seen what was going on anyway. The camera could hardly capture, especially when they get a close-up. It was just solid snow. It was great, man. And the flakes were the biggest snowflakes I've ever seen.
They were huge.
And just dense. I mean, just kept on coming. They were the size of dollar bills, those snowflakes. It was, I'm glad you told me about that. That was fun to watch. Do we have any Burke segment today?
Oh, I do.
Well, here is the man who tipped me off to the game, the Eagles, the Lions game yesterday. Here is the one and only Dan Strauss. What do you have?
Thank you. I pulled my hamstring over the weekend. I was playing hockey Friday night. And, oh, man, I've never done that before.
Well, I've never done it before because I've never strained or done anything physical.
Yeah.
Here's the way not to get it. Don't play hockey.
Oh, well. I won't be.
Is that what Landoff did? Didn't he, when he fell on that vacation?
Yes.
Wasn't that a hamstring?
Oh, yeah, I think, I don't know.
But he snapped his.
Yeah, he tore his. Yeah.
Yeah. You just pulled it.
Yeah, I just pulled it. But man, it hurts. And I've pulled a.
There's only one muscle I pull, and it feels good.
The groin muscle?
Yeah. No, it actually feels good when you pull it.
Well, sometimes.
Especially if you pull it over and over and over.
I've pulled the groin muscle before, and that is really painful.
I'm
it's hard to walk
not
up
talking
steps.
About the same muscle.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. And then yesterday, this happens to everyone. We were running out of toilet paper at our apartment.
Doesn't happen to me or Peon. We don't use it.
Yeah, we don't use it.
We use wet wipes.
Oh, okay. Well,
cleaner, healthier, and more refreshing.
Well, we are
cleaner than you are. Go ahead.
We were running out of toilet paper, so we knew we had to go to the store because we had to get a few other things. So we went to the store to get toilet paper. And when did this happen? Because there used to be just regular rolls. Now there's then all of a sudden there were double rolls.
Right.
Now there's triple and the quadruple rolls. Those great big huge monster rolls won't even fit in the toilet
dispenser.
Paper. Yeah, the dispenser.
Yeah.
And then on each pack now it says 12 rolls equal 24. And then 12 rolls equal 36 and all this, depending on what it is. And
yeah, I highly doubt that if you were to unroll it, there's really the amount on there.
No.
They can really just say anything.
Well, but it's so thin if you want to calibrate it that way. Yeah, it equals 34 in length if you pulled it out, but now you're settling for thinner,
right.
What I'm saying? Like
one
ply instead of four ply or something.
Yeah, and it just hit me. Like last night, we went out to a store, and we were looking. The toilet paper shelf is just like massive, and there's so many different varieties and so many different.
Yeah, how much difference can there really be?
I don't think there's much difference at
there's
all.
There's Motel 6 cheap or office supply paper.
Yeah.
And then there's the really good stuff, and maybe one in between. There really can only be three levels of toilet paper. The cheapest that your finger pokes through, that you need to quadruple to make one sheet. The medium, and then the quilted super thick. That's it.
But then they have super soft. And then they have the one that says super soft, and that's in a blue bag. And then they have extra strong, and that's in a red bag.
But don't they also have some that are injected with lotion or something? As like they have on Kleenex.
I haven't seen that for toilet paper.
I thought they did.
Yeah, I haven't seen that for toilet paper.
Then there's quilted, and then there's print with print on, like a design on.
Yeah, who needs that?
Yeah. that's you know who does? Women, because it makes the bathroom look prettier when the paper on the roll has a little print on it.
Well, and it matches the towels, and it can match different things like that. But that was it, pretty much.
Well, Peon and I can solve your problem. I haven't used toilet paper for probably 8 years.
Nope.
And I am clean back there.
Wipes?
Yep. And Peon put it best years ago, and I've never forgotten this. See, Peon, some things have stuck with me that you've taught me. He said, if you step in dog doo-doo, I still remember this. He said, if you step in dog doo-doo, and you've got dog doo-doo on your shoe, would you be better off wiping it off with a dry piece of paper or a wet cloth or piece of paper? It makes all the sense in the world.
Wow.
It makes perfect sense.
It does make sense.
And when he said that, I was already using them. But that was his way of telling me how it hit him that it made sense to use them. I'm serious. Hey, look at a little baby. What do they use on a little baby? Piece of dry paper?
Yeah, it'd be clean.
Baby wipes.
No, baby wipes. I'm telling you, it's the greatest.
All right, we'll start getting baby wipes or...
Now, I guess it's a little more expensive. I don't know. I don't price it because once I find something I like... I don't care what the price is.
I think you use less with those, too.
I think you do. Yeah.
You probably do, because I'm telling you, the prices of this toilet paper ranged from, there's $15, then there's $10, then there's $6 and something. And and the pack that we had, when we got up to the register, first of all, we went to a place that's very well known. It's very big. But this one closes. It's not open 24 hours. They had one line open, one checkout line open.
What's that about?
I don't know. And the line was just enormous. And I thought, this is crazy. So my girlfriend said, please don't say anything, because I would just say, why don't we open another line? And she says, please don't say anything. So we got up to the checkout, and the girl's scanning the stuff, and we're watching the prices, and she goes, how much is that toilet paper? Because it was in the $6.99 bin or something like that.
No.
And it's like $13 or something like that. And she goes, Take that off. Take it off.
Wow, she's embarrassed. You know what's interesting? You know what's interesting? For as embarrassed as people are, like my dad, when I remember when I was young, he would not go and buy Kotex or Tampax or something from my mom. He refused.
Really?
And there are guys who will not do that.
Oh.
Now, why are people not embarrassed to put toilet paper on the counter? Because it's just interesting to me that that's not anything they think twice about. Yet condoms, the vaginal spray or Kotex or Tampax. Oh, I don't want them. I don't want to be buying that. I don't want to. It's embarrassing.
KY jelly.
Yeah. What? Why is wiping yourself not? I don't know. I guess because they think everybody does that, yet only women do the. I don't know.
I don't know, because I would get a call on my way home from work and go, hey, can
pick
you
up a box of 24 super absorbents.
Can you stop at the store and pick up some pontoons or some maxi buckets or something like
now,
that?
I do remember the couple times I had to do it for my wife. Once or twice I messed up and I got home. Hey, these are not the 24 supers.
Uh-huh.
These are regulars, and there's only. And I just thought.
Yeah, I refuse.
Can't you get by with that?
I refuse to buy those things.
It never bothered me.
Why? Because you're embarrassed, or because you're afraid you get the wrong one?
No, just because. I don't know. I just.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing to me because I used to have to work in that department when I worked at the grocery store.
Why don't you buy?
Just because I think that's it's not my job to.
Well, that's sexist. You don't belong on this show.
That's right.
Yeah, I don't fit in anymore.
They know when that time is coming up, so they
ought to be prepared.
Right,
Boy Scout motto.
I don't know when that time's coming.
It never bothered me to go buy that stuff, and then, but my daughter would never ask me, can you get me some pontoons?
But by the way, can I interrupt and just say what a great sort of excuse for everything women have with that, because if they drop something, if they mess something up, if they're mad, they go, I just started my period. That's the excuse, that and that PMS thing.
Or I'm getting ready to start it.
See, and they can stretch it out. I'm getting ready
stretch
to start it.
It.
Well, now wait a minute.
I've seen some videos.
No, they can stretch out the timeline for an excuse for everything. Hey, I'm about to start my period, or I just started my period, or I'm at the end of my period, or I'm on PMS. Was PMS is the just after?
There's premenstrual.
Oh, that's pre. That's before.
But then there's also post, I think, too.
Yeah, they get about two.
Get away. It's like
they get about 2 weeks out of this.
Yeah.
Like half the month, they can use that.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Yeah. Well, hey, you don't have to bite my head off. Well, I'm sorry, but I just started my period.
Yeah, so we get a week and a half of them being kind of happy.
Yeah. Hey, how come this casserole tastes so horrible?
Because I'm on my period. Maybe I did mess something up.
Because I made it with goat's blood. That's why.
Yeah. And don't you try to be in a bad mood ever, because you have no excuse then.
No, we don't have that.
No, we don't
in fact,
have that.
What
go
do
to.
We have? We don't have anything.
No,
we don't.
No,
we don't have. Oh, by the way, how about the long-term, multi-year excuse for everything? That menopause.
Oh
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that. Too.
We need to get something that's the equivalent.
Oh, they do say the guys kind of have menopause.
Yeah, but that won't fly.
Midlife crisis.
Yeah, that will not fly with women. That's not. How should I put this? There's no physical, it's just a psychological thing where menopause is physiological, it's anatomical. I mean, it's actually your body goes through. See, the reason we can't get away with that menopause midlife thing is there's no body change, really, except just getting old. So, sorry.
Well, sometimes we get boobs.
Yeah, but we can't get away with that. Why did you yell at me? Because I'm going through the male change. No, that's not gonna. No, not gonna fly.
No.
Not gonna fly. So we need something.
But you know what? With the pontoons and the maxi buckets, when I would go pick them up, it seemed like every 2 weeks they changed the packaging or something like that. or every month. It's once you figure out where they are and what they are, it's like, oh, okay, I can
Them. But they look, there's I read a great article one time. I'm a student of marketing, you know that, advertising. Yeah. And things like new and improved, better than ever before, it's all BS. It's complete BS. It's something to put on the box so that not just women, but anybody, whether it's cereal or they'll pick it up and go, oh, the new version. It's the same thing. You know what's new? The box, the packaging. And by the way, you told me before what a great product. What are you telling me now? The product I was buying from you really wasn't good enough, and so now you've made it good? No, there's a whole system to, at regular intervals, putting words like new and improved, now with Xenamine. Then they make up.
Oh, yeah.
They'll throw an insignificant ingredient in that changes nothing, but they can say, now better than ever with Zacrament, which is a made-up thing. I love it. I love that we're that gullible, and we buy into that stuff.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Pion, did you have anything?
I do, but I can wait till after this.
All right, we'll take a break, and a little stacked up because I'm going to have to take a day this week to attend to some personal business that I won't go into, and I think that day is going to be Wednesday now. So we're going to do a little extra business today. We start with the business. Oh, by the way, if you want to call, Jose Hernandez is in next hour, but if you want to call for the second half hour, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. We also have two more pair of Kenny Rogers tickets for the Wednesday night concert at the Family Arena. And I know that this has nothing to do with Kenny Rogers music, but we're probably going to let you play Name That Planet, just because it's one of our favorite games. And then two winners of that contest will each of the two will get a pair of tickets to see Kenny Rogers Wednesday night. So you may want to think about that too. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877, or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. American Equity Mortgage is one of, I'm going to say, thousands of mortgage companies in the country. I think it's safe to say there are thousands of them. So what makes them different? What separates one from the other? I don't know the technical answer to that. I don't know an answer in the language of financial people or mortgage people, but I will tell you one of the things that separates American Equity Mortgage is the amount of time they've been in business and the rate of success and the growth. There are mortgage companies that, like a lot of things, jumped in when the jumping was good and then jumped out. They grabbed some money, made money, transferred all the accounts to somebody else, and got out of business. American Equity Mortgage is not only still in business after 21 years, their business is thriving. And I think the reason is two things. One, they make the process of getting a mortgage to get a house as simple as it can be. They will do their best, no matter what your credit situation is, to get you approved and get you what you need at the best rate they can get you. The other thing they've done is they've shown a lot of people, without talking down to them or making them feel horrible, that what they've been doing by making minimum credit card payments is stupid. I'm sure they don't use those words when they sit down with a customer and they go, well, Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, I see here you've been making minimum credit card payments for the last 3 years. What are you, stupid? They don't do that. That's not a good way to talk to people. But what they do is let them know that, one, it's not uncommon. A lot of people are guilty of it. But if you're a homeowner, it's time to knock it off. There's no real reason to do that. And it's not smart. So let them show you how to knock that off and get rid of that debt. Make it a better debt with a lower rate that gets paid off a lot quicker. American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com, or 314-878-9999.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, things are running pretty well right now, Dan. Northbound 55 on your way to Park in that right lane is slow. A little bit north of Park to the Poplar Street Bridge. Southbound 55 near 4500 South Broadway. got a disabled vehicle and then a stall. They've just moved to the right shoulder in the express lanes on eastbound 70 at Shreve. This traffic report is brought to you by Denny's. Save money never tastes, or saving money never tasted so good. The 2468 value menu has 16 unbelievably delicious deals only at Denny's. America's Diner is always open. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers have won the SEC East.
Congratulations to our Cotton Bowl bound Mizzou Tigers.
To the 20, to the 10, to the house.
After ending the season ranked number 8 and champions of the SEC East, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Cowboys of Oklahoma State in the Cotton Bowl January 3rd.
Touchdown, Missouri.
Get every pass, every play right here
on the Big 550 KTRS.
Are broken eyeglasses keeping you from seeing the action? Spectrum Eyeglass Repair has been the leader in eyeglass repair for over a decade. We can fix that expensive pair of sunglasses you thought were doomed to the glove box forever. Spectrum Eyeglass Repair carries the largest selection of pre-made polarized clip-on sunglasses and has the ability to make custom fitted clip-ons for almost any eyeglass frame. We have two area locations, Crestwood and St. Peter's. Check us out in the Yellow Pages under Optical Repair or on the web at SpectrumEyeglassRepair.com.
This Thursday, not only the Kilcoin Show, the Carney Show as well, both coming to you live from Golf Discount. That's in O'Fallon, Missouri at Highway K and N. Golf Discount with the lowest prices guaranteed on golf equipment in St. Louis. Perfect gifts for Christmas. Right now, it's getting closer to that time. Also, team apparel for both men and women. Make sure to visit Golf Discount this Christmas for your holiday shopping. And come say hello this Thursday as we're live from 10 until 3. Carney, Kilcoin, Golf, what more do you need?
Ernie Petty Collision Center has been servicing St. Louis for over 30 years and is your one-stop auto collision repair center. They would like to thank you for your loyalty and wish you the happiest holiday season yet. Ernie Petty provides the highest quality service around and is also a direct repair shop for most insurance companies. They're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. and can be reached at 314-752-0400 or visit them online at erniepettycollision.com.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or on the court, Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether striving to run that extra mile or learning to catch that flying disc, Purina Pro Plan offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition to help your dog perform at his absolute best. Find Pro Plan today at a pet specialty retailer near you. Purina Pro Plan, nutrition that performs.
I have a list of things that need fixing, and my husband needs tools.
Easy. Right now, we have great deals on tools and tool accessories, like DeWalt accessory sets, each only $9.99.
Nice. I can take care of his wish list, and he can take care of mine.
Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Stop by now through Saturday and save on great gifts, like select DeWalt power tool accessories for only $9.99 each.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Offer valid now through December 31st at participating stores. Store stock only. See store for details.
You're always there, but on rare occasions when you can't quite do it all, especially when it comes to caring for a loved one, that's when Del Mar Gardens Private Services can help. It's what we do. Del Mar Gardens Private Services selects the most highly trained, licensed nurses and nurse aides to help your loved one with daily tasks, hygiene, and laundry. It's what we do. Del Mar Gardens Private Services, dedicated to those we serve. It's what we do. Call 636-733-7100. 636-733-7100.
For 30 years, St. Patrick Center has helped people transform their lives from homelessness to dignity and independence. Now, government funding is at risk, and we must rely more heavily on private donations.
This holiday season, help St. Patrick's Center continue to provide housing, employment, and health opportunities for 8,000 individuals and families each year. Join us in making our community a better place to live and work. Donate 802-0700 or visit stpatrickcenter.org.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Back door Santa.
That's right.
What is this about?
They call me back door Santa.
Back door Santa. Is this another thing?
About to break a day.
Is this another thing we should warn people about?
I make all the little girls happy.
Making little girls happy.
While the boys are happy.
So I think he's saying while the husband's out to play.
Well, the husband's out, he comes in and back doors these gals. No, you know what? That's got to be on the list, warning list. That's disgusting. Just kill it right now. I don't want to hear it. You know the song I can't believe is still played this time of year? That stupid grandma got run over by a reindeer. I've been sick of that song for 20 years.
Yeah, I can't.
Can you believe that pit stations still play that or that anybody wants to hear Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer? It's not even funny anymore.
Hey, speaking of reindeer...
Rock?
No. Well, yeah. I'll do that. I'm going
to
do that.
Of course you will. You'll have, by popular demand, yeah. You'll have to do it.
But I was watching Rudolph. You know the old animated Rudolph thing with Burl Ives?
Yeah, with
the snowman,
like claymation characters.
Yeah. I love that. I have always loved that. But I was watching it this year, and I noticed, I thought, this would never make it on TV today because it is so politically incorrect now. When you look at that... Rudolph was different, and they made fun of him, and mm-hmm. they wouldn't let him play games, and they wouldn't do, and they shunned him, ended up running away, and then the land of misfit toys because they were all different. So
but that would be acceptable today because in the end,
He was the hero.
But why would that not be acceptable?
I don't know because of them making fun of him and everything. It was.
No, I disagree. You can still have stories like that, but you better make sure that the made fun of thing or person or animal wins. You have to make sure, even though in real life that's not always the case.
Yeah.
They just keep being made fun of.
I thought the Land of Misfit Toys, when they went to see them, because that lion was there overseeing the Charlie in the Box and everything.
You're the only adult that I know, Dan, who has seen that in the last 30 years.
Oh, I love that. I watch it every year.
Have you ever had a psychologist look at whether or not you might still have an undeveloped mind that's a child's mind?
Oh, yeah. I go to counseling now.
And they've told you you're a 12-year-old?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not 12. I'm 8.
Oh, 8.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
That's even better. No, sorry. We have a couple of callers. If you'd like to jump in, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. We're going to get right to them. I have to do a quick word about Amini's. This is the ultimate, I want to say adult playground type store, but that's not really true because not everything in there is about playing. Area rugs, for example, that's not something you play with. It's something makes your house look beautiful. The villa lighting collection upstairs, but there are lots of great toys, not just adult toys, but kid toys, digital dart boards, foosball tables, shuffle boards, arcade games like Pac-Man type stuff, and pinball machines. So it's a combination of like four or five great stores, largest selection of home theater furniture. Now, I don't have home theater furniture, but I do have a comfortable chair to sit in to watch TV. But I kind of get it. I get the home furniture thing. If you have a room that you can, you know, turn into sort of a home theater. To me, the most important two things are, one, decent TV and decent sound system. But, yeah, you need to be comfortable, and their selection is the largest. I know it's not a season to talk about patio furniture, but you need to know that that is the single biggest part of their business is patio furniture from spring, early spring, or right before spring to well into fall, almost winter. But now the emphasis is on that all that other great stuff. And if you haven't seen it, please, please, just Chesterfield Valley, go into Amini's under the Copper Dome, We love it when you tell them your AM and the PM. You are going to love this store, and so is everybody in your family. And kids or adults who want to play, the machines are on free play. Pinball and arcade games. Knock yourselves out. Aminis. A-M-I-N-I-S. Chesterfield Valley. Aminis.com. Doug's on the phone. And hello, Doug. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How you doing? AM and the PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
I was wanting to go for a two-time win here. I was wondering if you got the Mossberg handy, and then also if I could play Name That Planet.
The Mossberg is handy. Hang on. All right, go.
This gentleman walks into a nice, airy bar with, you know, down in Florida where they have no windows in the bar there. He sits down. It's kind of quiet. Bartender says, what can I get you there? And says, well, I tell you what, if I show you something that you've never seen before, will you load me up, me and my friend up with beer all night long? He says, you know, I've seen a lot of things. If you could show me something I've never seen before, you got it.
All right, now let me stop you. And there are about five versions of this joke. Let's start with this one. Is this the bite my eye joke?
No.
Okay, is this the peeing joke?
No.
Okay, go ahead. The monkey joke and the ball?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So he has on a nice suit, and he reaches into his breast pocket, pulls out this little bitty piano.
No, my goodness. Right, this is this, no. This is the 12-inch pianist.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you, there are like five of these, and I took me the fourth try to get it. But
I was really calling to be a one-time winner then.
Well, I don't know that you have a much better chance of winning because these are very difficult questions about the planet, our nine planets, at least the nine we were told existed when we were kids. And unless you're some sort of student of astronomy, these are very difficult. Are you a student of astronomy?
I used to be. I was on the old system. So we are using the Regulation 9.
We're using the Regulation 9, yeah.
Okay.
All right. And you can go Wednesday night to the Kenny Rogers concert. You will use the tickets?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's all I ask. Here we go with Name That Planet. This particular planet was discovered in 1781 by astronomer William Herschel, who at first thought it was a comet. Name That Planet. Pion, do we have any of that thinking music? This is kind of a really weak game. We don't have any real good. And by the way, take your time because I'll tell you, Doug, your answer, once we say it's the final answer, that's it. It's the final answer. Here we go.
Okay.
And now, Name That Planet.
If it. Thought it was a comet.
Yeah.
Saturn has the ring, so that wouldn't make sense. comets have tails. I'm gonna stick with Uranus.
Now, did you somehow put the word tail with Uranus, like somebody's butt, their tail, kick in the tail? Is that your connection? If it is, that's fine.
It was, but it was just a wild guess.
Well, sometimes wild guess. Look, you got a 1 in 9 shot, even if it's a wild guess. Hang on, I got to read the handing me the envelope with the answer. Not as big an envelope today. Got right to it. Well, look at that. The answer is Uranus.
Hey. Wow. There you go, Doug.
Way to go, Doug.
Pulled that one out of your butt.
Yeah.
So you're going to go see Kenny Rogers at the Family Arena, and my advice is to you, if you get a chance to meet him, just, you know, sometimes you accidentally go, oh my goodness, I can't believe there's Kenny Rogers, I get to meet him. Just to be polite, I wouldn't say, hey, what the heck happened to your face? Just, you know, I wouldn't do that.
No.
You'd be tempted to do it, but and don't yell out during the show, hey, great songs, what happened to your face?
Hey, Stretch.
But, yeah, he's probably as upset about that as anybody can be, but good singer and good interview. John Carney had a really good interview with him, and he was a terrific interview.
I heard that earlier. It really was a good interview.
All right, well, Doug, hang on, and Dan's going to get some information so that we can get you to come get your tickets and go to the show. Thank you.
Well, thank you again.
All right, Doug. Doug, making an attempt to give me a joke that I didn't know. It happens very rarely, but I love it when it does. If you have them and you think I don't know them, hey, man, be my guest. I love to get a new joke I don't know. Dan is on the line. Hello, Dan.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody, and Merry Christmas.
You too. What can we do for you?
Well, Frank, you know, I really studied over the weekend, looking at the planets and everything, and, you know, and I was hoping that if I get through to you guys today, that I might be able to name that planet that you have, because I've really studied hard, and I think I can answer it.
Well, can you go to the concert Wednesday night?
Yes, I can, with no problems. I'm taking my mother, and there's a reason I'm taking my mother for it. It's just that they gave her 3 to 8 months to live because of cancer, and she's a Kenny Rogers fan.
Are you serious? Wait, are you serious?
Oh, I'm dead serious.
My goodness. Yeah,
she's on full oxygen and everything, and you know, and she doesn't know that they gave her 3 to 8 months to live. Just the family does. They know that she knows that she's got throat cancer again and everything. The golf ball size, one side of her lungs are collapsed. And the other one, there's some oxygen getting through, but not a whole lot.
Well, we got to get her to the concert. And by the way, what pressure this is on you. You cannot get this wrong. I mean, I hope
99.99% sure that I'll get the answer.
All right. This particular planet is classified as a gas giant because it has no solid surface. The atmosphere of this planet is all hydrogen and helium with a small amount of methane and traces of water and ammonia. I know this is a lot of detailed information that only a seasoned veteran, a student of astronomy would know, but my goodness, I hope you get it right because I want your mom to see Kenny Rogers. Name that planet, Dan.
Well, Frank, thinking about it yesterday, you know, the wife was taking a shower and she had some gas coming from her anus. And I was thinking, well, you know what? Wow. If I can get on the radio and answer one of these questions, I'm going to guess that it's Uranus.
Oh, I don't think I would have said that on
your
the
wife's
air.
Not, you know, you're obviously not going to be taking your wife. I'm glad you're taking your mom.
Hang on. Let me hear it.
Wow.
Thank you.
In the shower,
thank
too.
You, Sheila. Thank you.
Sheila.
Sheila, she's new here.
Oh.
She's the envelope assistant. That's her title. Well, your mom is going to see Kenny Rogers. It is your rape.
Wow. How did you get that, John?
He said he studied. He's been studying a lot.
Wow.
And it paid off. Sometimes that cramming, like for a test, pays off, and it paid off for Dan. Hey, sorry to hear about your mom.
Oh, that's fine. And she's been a long-time listener of you, too, and that she loves your show.
Well, and I know you have, too. I recognize your voice. You've called many times, and I'm really sorry to hear, but I hope she has a great time at that concert.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it with her. Thank you, guys.
All right, Dan, thank you, and thank you for the years of loyalty. There's some people from emails and calls that I know, honest to goodness, they're 20, 25-year listeners. I can still grab another call. We're out of tickets, I think, but I hope that's not why Jerry's calling. But, Jerry, how are you?
Hey, first off, I am AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a comment, and then I have kind of a question. The question, have you noticed on toilet paper now they have cut down on the size of the squares on the sheets?
Again, I haven't because I don't use it, so I haven't noticed that.
Okay, so I take it you don't have a septic tank system.
Yes, we do.
Well, you shouldn't be using those other sheets.
I beg to differ, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
We've been there 27 years.
Uh-huh.
Never pump it out. It's a huge tank, and I have asked experts in companies that do that stuff. And if you use the right product, they're biodegradable. They don't hurt anything. And I got 27 years of no issues or problems or odor or backup or anything.
And it's not Ridex, is it?
I never use Ridex.
No, that's way overhyped.
I never use. We don't do anything. We don't have it pumped out. Nothing. Some people are scared of. I guess the reason to be scared of a septic system is if it was put in and it's not adequate. If it's too small. If the slope of the land is not right. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that the one time I had a company come out, my backyard. We're in the woods. We got a lot of acreage. It just does a massive slope down, and he said it'd be virtually impossible to clog this, load it up, overflow it, anything. He said it's just the laterals, whatever those are.
So everything. You probably have an aerator then with it.
Yes.
Okay.
But
right.
I haven't had a problem.
The biggest thing I called for, I tried last Wednesday and Thursday, right after John Londoff was on, and yes. right after his salesman and the lady or whatever is on. The
Kitty policy. And Mark, right.
Okay, and it was about the people who had bought a new Chevy Cruze, John and Bev Ilg.
Wow.
He had trouble pronouncing the name. You remember?
I do.
Okay.
John has trouble pronouncing a few words.
Yeah, well,
hope he's not
Ilg is an unusual name.
Right.
And the only reason I know is that I've known him like forever, and she was actually best man at my wedding when I got married.
She was best man at your wedding?
Yes, sir, she was.
She and was your best man?
Yes.
I've not heard of that.
It's unusual.
Yeah, I'd say so, yeah. That's like
ahead.
A guy being a bridesmaid, that, you know.
Oh, no, that would be strange.
Okay.
But he has a Chevy Cobalt. The one that bought the Chevy Cruze.
Right.
And it has 355,000 miles on it.
Barely broken in.
I never had a problem with it, and he's bought one set of tires for it since he had the car.
Okay, well, hold on.
He's got, I knew it.
350,000 miles, and he's only changed the tires once?
No. He only bought one set of tires.
Okay, what am I missing?
There's a place down here in Festus Crystal City area that used to sell lifetime tires.
Yeah.
And you had to get lifetime tires, buy a lifetime front end alignment, and every 5,000 miles, if you went 5,001, you voided your guarantee. But every 5,000 miles, come in, have the alignment checked, have your tires rotated, and he's on like his fourth or fifth set of tires, but they replace them free because he does it every 5,000 miles or less.
Well, the cost of the tires is built into that service, obviously.
But it was the service is free. He paid $500-something for the tires and $160-something, I believe it was, for the alignment. But I just thought John would want to know that this Chevy he got has 355,000 miles on it and never had a problem with it.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Exactly. So, anyway.
You asked for it.
I listen to you guys every day, man.
All right. Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you, Jerry.
All right.
I see. That was a deliberate.
Yes,
anyway.
It was.
Oh, yeah. And you know what John would say? It's time to trade that thing in.
Well, I think they did trade it in. That was the point. The car he's getting traded in has 350,000 miles on it.
Oh.
I think that's what he was saying.
Oh, I thought the guy still had it.
No, he's got a new one, and I think he said so. He said the car John's getting has 350,000 miles. I get one more quick one in here, and that would be a guy named John. Hello, John.
John's gone.
Let's get Gary. Hello, Gary.
Yeah, there's these two blonde ladies of the evening.
Well, hold on. I gotta grab my shotgun.
You get your shotgun.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and they're talking to each other, and the one says, "I had a tremendous night last night. I had 6 customers, all good guys and everything, and the one said, I had a pretty interesting night, too. She said, I had a Brazilian. And the one looked at the other one and said, how many's a Brazilian?
Oh, no, a Brazilian. Go ahead. I know this joke. It's like, more than, it's a number. It's like, I don't know, but it was a lot of guys. What's the punchline?
That was it.
Oh,
okay. How many's a Brazilian?
Well, good try. Brazilian does sound like a number. A blonde would think that. Anytime, you feel free to call because I'm looking for new jokes, okay?
Okay.
John, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. Gary, threw me because John was the name and then it was replaced by Gary, but hey, that's my fault. Associated Physicians Group, APG, All Pain Gone, that's the way I remember it, has a couple of seminars coming up. Now, first of all, let's reestablish who these people are because these people have, I think sometimes when you say changed people's lives, that seems to be a big statement, but it does change your life. When you're in pain and then you're not in pain, it's a life changer. And that's what they do. And they do it very, very well. They are in the physical therapy and pain management business in Illinois with 3 locations, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, and in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's with physical therapy. Not all the same services in Illinois, but maybe all you need is physical therapy, and that's what a lot of people need. They're famous and well-known for getting rid of people's pain, and not just knees. We talk about knees a lot, but neck and back and shoulder and sciatica and carpal tunnel, and they know what they're doing. They're really, really good. If you could go watch these people work, I've never needed their services, but I have watched them and I've met some of the people. Wow, these people are so well trained. This is the kind of physical therapy that the level that an athlete will get, because they need to get that guy back out playing as soon as possible, but they don't want to do it prematurely. They want him or her to be ready, and that's what you want. You want to get back. They'll get you back. They have a couple of seminars coming up. Now, these are alternative to knee replacement seminars. Now, you didn't know you had an alternative? You were told you had to have knee surgery? Well, maybe not. Maybe you need to go to one of these seminars. First one's coming up in 3 days, December 12th, this Thursday. The Hilton St. Louis Frontenac. It's a launch at noon, registration 11:30. You need to make reservations, though. And the number to do that is on their website, and we'll get to that in a minute. But it's a real lunch. It's not like a cookie, you know, or like a little cracker or something. It's lunch. And you're going to learn a lot, and you'll be glad you went. Then Tuesday, the 17th of December, Crown Plaza in Clayton. Registration number is the same. And to get that number and to get all the information you need on this wonderful group, Associated Physicians Group, you go to apgpain.com. If you can't remember that, go to frankopinion.com. Click on sponsors. You'll enter the site, and it's easy to follow, and you'll get the sponsors, and there they are. And there's their site and all the seminar information and all the other information about the wonderful work these people do helping people get rid of pain. apgpain.com.
Hi, I'm John Hadley, and to you and yours, from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS, have a very Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, fabulous Festivus, and of course, a Happy New Year.
Happy Holidays from all of us here at the Big 550 KTRS.
Some of our members are small business owners, and they know the secret to success is usually just that, a secret. So we built American Express Open Forum, an online community that helps our members connect and share ideas to make smart business decisions. We built this for our members, but we made it open for everyone. Connect at openforum.com. This is what membership is. This is what membership does.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Live and local.
Depend on it.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputies under arrest, accused of mistreating inmates in the nation's largest jail system.